WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio from the Kasser Theater at Montclair State University. September 11th, 2001 was a Tuesday. For many local children, the first day back at school from summer recess. For my own son, his first day of school ever, preschool. He was 3 years old. So the first conversation for many under the age of 18 on September 11 took place in schools. And teachers have led those conversations every year since with their students, including many children who weren't even alive 10 years ago. 9/11 will eventually take its place alongside Pearl Harbor and other infamous dates in the history books. Kids will grow up to have distance from it and joke about it. I remember being a little kid and there were schoolyard jokes about Pearl Harbor. What was Pearl Harbor? Sneak attack! As they stuck their hand in your face. Someday maybe somebody will joke about 9/11 and it would make all of us feel bad. But today it's teaching kind of in real time. It's living history for almost everybody alive today. Recently, a push has been made to discuss how we teach September 11th to kids young and old, and many of those conversations have been led by teachers and officials right here in New Jersey. Two key members of that effort join us now. Donna Gaffney is the co-founder of the For Action Initiative, which has developed a K-12 curriculum entitled Learning from the Challenges of Our Times, Global Security, Terrorism, and 9/11 in the Classroom. It was developed by a volunteer group that includes members of the Liberty Science Center, the New Jersey Commission on Holocaust Education, and the group Families of September 11th. The co-founder of that last group, Mary Ellen Salamone, is also here with us. Mary Ellen lost her husband, John Salamone, on September 11th and has since been at the forefront of efforts to advocate for the families of the victims. So Donna Gaffney and Mary Ellen Salamone, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mary Ellen, you and your husband John have three children. Were they in school during the attacks? Have you discussed how their teachers approached that moment? Obviously, you had to deal with it personally, more personally than even that. But have you dealt with how their teachers dealt with it in the classroom?
My children were in school at the time. They were 6, 4, and 2. So my oldest son was in first grade, and I was actually driving my son to preschool when it happened, and my daughter also had just started preschool that Monday. She was 2 going on 3. At the time, my children were very small, so the way the teachers dealt with it in the classroom was to help my children feel safe, which is one of the components on teaching 9/11 in the classroom or any traumatic event, is how do you teach it in such a way so you don't scare the bejesus out of the kids in your classroom. Throughout the years, I had to deal with how teachers were handling the education and the speaking about 9/11 in the classroom personally, through my children, through the experiences they were having. And certainly that was a big inspiration behind trying to push the effort to get some tools and some resources for teachers to be able to address this without feeling nervous or unprepared to address it in their classrooms.
Sure, it's so hard for somebody to walk in and think, what do I say to other people's children about this? And so, Donna, let's talk about the curriculum you've developed, Learning from the Challenges of Our Times, Global Security, Terrorism, and 9/11 in the Classroom. The lessons are organized around 7 themes, I gather, and I'm just going to list them so people know what they are. Human behavior, that is relationships, helping, respect, tolerance, courage, aggression and violence in our world, historical aspects of terrorism, 9/11 as a contemporary case study, consequences and challenges in a post-9/11 world, remembrance and the creation of memory, and 7, building better futures, narrative, recovery, and responsibility. It's interesting to me that 9/11 doesn't come up until item number 4, and as a case study, which is, it sounds a step removed.
We made that a very conscious, our wonderful curriculum writers made a very conscious decision to do that because we really felt the need to discuss the issue of terrorism and safety throughout the world in any number of areas. And in fact, that is done throughout the curriculum. So we build on that. We build on the very first things. We don't talk about terrorism, K-3. We talk about all the elements that sort of are the foundation for that, meaning tolerance and relationships and courage, so that younger children can understand that, can commemorate the event of September 11th. But I would like Mary Ellen to speak about how she really was the inspiration for this entire project. So, Mary Ellen.
Well, the reason that 9/11, it is not lesson plans about 9/11, but rather it is a discussion of terrorism using 9/11 as case study. And that's because unless children understand that 9/11 was an act of terrorism, then actually they don't understand what happened on 9/11 at all. And so that became very clear to me through an experience with my own children. I worked with families of September 11th and founded Children of September 11th, which was kind of a separate area on our website for families with children to gain access to information. So we had a dialogue, a continuing dialogue with families whose children had lost parents in the attacks. And one of the things they always brought up with how it was being addressed in the schools. So in my house, we talked about teaching 9/11 and how it's addressed in the schools, and the kids heard me on conference calls and stuff all the time. And, you know, I walked around thinking, I'm really good at this, and my kids probably know better than anybody what this is all about. And we were in Northern Ireland. I have a cousin who is a council person there and sits on the parliament in Belfast. And she took us for a tour of the parliamentary building. And they have this big marble wall. And each block will say, I don't know the name specific, but it'll say, in memory of John McDonald, victim of terrorism, 1984. And it was memorializing people who were members of the parliament who were killed in the conflicts and the terrorist events.
If this is your starting point, it means you must have come to a definition of terrorism you're comfortable with. Because, you know, news organizations struggle with this.
Right.
Should we even use the word? Because it's a loaded word and there are all kinds of political violence, military, paramilitary. Why not just say what happened?
I could say that what terrorism is not is what my son said. So my son looked at this and said, look, Mom, Osama bin Laden has been here too. So it became very clear to me that kids' terrorism for them was defined as 9/11 and Osama bin Laden without an actual understanding of all those definitions that terrorism might be. But it's certainly not just September 11th. So that's why we developed the curriculum the way they did, to try and help kids understand that concept, which is a huge concept.
If anybody in our audience is a teacher who has dealt with teaching 9/11 at any level, K-12 or higher education, or just wants to ask a question, raise your hand. We'll bring around microphones. Also on the phones, 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And I see that we have a caller on this who is an elementary school teacher. So, Jennifer, you're on the air. Jennifer, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I teach elementary school, and the way I've handled it for the last several years is I read a picture book that is about Philippe Petit, the tightrope walker who walked between the Twin Towers in the 1970s, and it's called The Man Who Walked Between the Towers, and the author is Mordecai Gerstein. And I actually, when I was in high school for a little while, I babysat Philippe Petit's daughter. So first I read the book to the children, and then they usually say, wait, is this real? And then I explain, I've actually met this man, and I babysat his child, and they're kind of fascinated by that. And then we talk, you know,
Our time is short, so I have to move you along. But yeah. Jennifer, how do you get to then the difficult issues of the destruction of the World Trade Towers?
I let the kids ask their questions because they have questions. And, you know, I just let them go ahead and ask whatever questions they have and address those and answer those.
Thank you very much. Donna, you like that approach?
I actually do. Jennifer used a great approach, and that is use a picture book to start the conversation. You know, people often say, well, what time when should you actually begin talking about these kinds of things to children? And we have to let them be take the lead on that. What kinds of questions they ask, as she mentioned.
Wait until you're asked?
Well, but be very observant for how those questions might surface, finding those teachable moments.
Here in the audience, ma'am.
I'm Sheila Hill from Riverdale in the Bronx. I'm a mother of three and a grandmother of seven. Teaching has been my profession. I'm 70, 10, and 2, and Brian, I'm the lady that sang, "Good night, Irene."
You called up the other day during the storm. That was beautiful.
Yes. What I do with my children and what I've done is I want to emphasize where security is, to listen inwardly and be intuitive, and that you don't need to be afraid. And from a spiritual standpoint, the security is in the secret place. There's Psalm 91:1, which is dwelling in the secret place. And I would also like to say this, as far as our government is concerned and the FBI and how we're going to find out where these terrorists are, that it's not with the scanners and the policemen. And to consider, are we perhaps medicating the people that have these gifts and putting them in psychiatric wards?
Thank you for speaking up. Mary Ellen, is fighting fear a motivation of the 9/11 curriculum?
Yes, I believe, and this is based on experience with my own children and many families, that fear of the unknown is a lot more scary than fear of the known. So kids make up things for what details you don't give them. So by giving them even just the basic, non-graphic, not trying to scare them information is very important, so they don't, it defeats feeling vulnerable.
Donna, we've got about 2 minutes left. How do you approach the sensitive subjects like the role of Islam or the role of U.S. foreign policy?
We cover, first of all, the curriculum is apolitical, but we do talk a lot about differences and from kindergarten on up, and we really want children to see that we need to be tolerant, that it's about being courageous and reaching out, that we do explore those very difficult issues related to different countries' policies and how it might affect, and that's for the high school students to really debate those issues and come up with their own definition of what they think terrorism is.
We have somebody else in the audience. We're going to have to squash you in about 20 seconds if you're there, or no, I guess we don't have that. My last question is, what do you fear most will be lost in the teaching of 9/11 as we get further and further from the event? And is this in part an effort to preserve memory? Donna?
It really is a very important part of it, preserving the memory and commemorating. And not only that, but seeing that what you can do to contribute, I think Governor Kaine said that very well, that we are learning about these very, very difficult moments, that one way for children to feel less vulnerable is for them to do something, to take action, hence the name For Action. So in every single lesson, we have built in an action, some kind of service activity that children can become involved in with their teachers, with their families, so that they really feel that they're helping.
Mary Ellen, 20 seconds for a last word on that same question. Are there things you're afraid are going to get lost if you don't have a good curriculum?
The facts. Children need to understand what happened on 9/11 and the context of what happened in order for them to be able to leave school and be prepared for the world that they're going to take over one day.
Mary Ellen Salamone, co-founder of Families of September 11th. Donna Gaffney, co-founder of the For Action Initiative, which has developed a K-12 curriculum entitled Learning from the Challenges of Our Times. Thank you both so
much.
Thank you. Another hour to come here at Montclair State. Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio.